brought to you by naturalhealer.com.au. All rights reserved.
Thank you so much for stopping by. The last time we chatted, we were working on unprocrastinating yourself by a little thing called self-worth. Now, there's another step that we can add into this process. So if you didn't actually watch or listen or read my last blog post, I highly recommend that you do that. And I'll put the link in the actual description underneath this video so you can go back to it. So the next step in this process to help unprocrastinate yourself and build up that beautiful self-worth of yours is an action, or more a reaction. Why is it important to do this little action or reaction? Because there's a chance that you may or may not realize that throughout the day, you could be undoing that wonderful work that you did at the start of the day. How so? Let's just give you a simple example. And don't worry, I've done this myself in the past too. Say you're baking and you accidentally pick up the salt instead of the sugar, and you pour it whole cup full in your mixture and you're mixing it around, and the moment that you realize that you made that mistake, you went, "Stupid," or "Idiot." And even if you didn't verbalize the words, you might have thought the words, or worse yet, you might have felt that emotion. But may I ask you, who were you calling that name? Who were you talking to? That's right, yourself. So in that one little moment, you actually put yourself one step further back in our goal of increasing that self-worth of yours. So how do we fix it? Thank goodness this process is so simple. All we need to do when we realize that we've made that error of our ways by demeaning our self-worth is to simply react to it. So when the issue arises and you react in that negative way, feel it, don't deny that. Feel that anger or upset or irritation for a moment, then let it go. And you let it go by recognizing the fact that you went through that emotion, and you go, "Hold on, I did the best I could," or "I tried my hardest, I'll do it again." And in that moment, what you do is, when that welling up of negativity comes, you're allowing it to kind of come up like a puff of smoke, and then you're wafting it off away. By you allowing that emotion to come up, and then you say, "But hold on a minute, I did the best I could. It's okay, I'll try again." And then feel gratitude for yourself. And when you combine the acknowledgement with the gratitude, what ends up happening is you prop up your self-worth. It was sort of like a little child there that went, "Uh-oh, I did a bad thing." And then you went, "You know what? I know you did your best. That's okay. Let's try again." And then you're giving it a bit of a hug with your gratitude. And remember, if you hold on to that anger or irritation, it's like you're dragging your self-worth through the mud. And is that going to get you closer to your goal or further away? I think you know the answer. So here's your next challenge. In addition to what you've already learned in that previous step, is that as you go throughout your day, if you recognize an instance where you may have said, thought, or felt a negative emotion that puts yourself down, you need to stop. Recognize it, feel and let it go, and then accept what happened, and then be grateful. I know this seems a really simple process, but when combined with the other step, these two things together will absolutely supercharge your motivation, and your procrastination will just start to dissipate away, and you're going to start feeling amazing in the process. Good luck, my sweet friends, and until next time, big love to you.